Hello, I'm Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. Here are the top stories for today. Internet major Google and social media giants Twitter and Facebook have assured the Election Commission that they will not allow their platforms to be used for anything which affects the purity of polls during campaign period, Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat has said. Assembly polls are due in the four states later this year. Rawat said a committee under Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Umesh Sinha had called regional and local heads of Google, Facebook and Twitter and had asked them as to what they can do for ensuring purity of Indian elections. Billionaire Elon Musk has agreed to step down as the chairman of Tesla Motors and pay $20 million as part of a settlement offered by Securities and Exchange Commission. Musk caved in 48 hours after the U.S. markets watchdog filed a lawsuit against him, seeking to oust the multi-billionaire innovator from the mobility company he founded over allegations of securities fraud. He now will have to pay $20 million and resign from the post of Tesla chairman within 45 days. He will be banned from the office for at least 3 years. Facebook discovered a security issue that allowed hackers to access information that could have let them take over around 50 million accounts, the company announced on Friday. Facebook shares, which were already down about 1.5% before the announcement, extended losses after the disclosure and ended down 2.6%. The total outstanding of cash-strapped Air India towards government for VVIP charter flights stands at ₹1,146 crore, according to the latest response from the national carrier to an RTI application. According to the details furnished by Air India, the Defence Ministry has outstanding bills of ₹211 crore, Cabinet Secretariat and PMO ₹543 crore and External Affairs Ministry ₹392 crore. Some of the oldest pending bills for the visits of the President, the Vice President and the evacuation flights are nearly 10 years old, the data furnished by Air India says. The Revenue Department is planning to come out with a GST informant reward scheme to check tax evasion by unscrupulous traders and businesses, an official said. It will be on the lines of similar schemes for excise and service tax, which has been subsumed under the Goods and Services Tax. Customs and Income Tax also have such informer reward schemes. E-commerce major Amazon has started a new program, Select, in India to help emerging brands in the country get access to a suite of brand-building tools and services. Amazon India, which competes head-on with Walmart-backed rival Flipkart, has also recently crossed the milestone of 4 lakh sellers on its platform. The focus of the initiative is to develop long-term relationships with brands to help them generate measurable value for their businesses on Amazon and helping them achieve their business aspirations. India's economic reforms and growth story offer compelling evidence that openness in services contributes to long-run growth performance, the IMF, World Bank and WTO said in a joint report. India's reforms in the 1990s brought more openness, better regulation and greater investment, allowing Indian manufacturing firms to source services from a range of domestic and foreign providers operating in a more competitive environment. The report, Reinvigorating Trade and Inclusive Growth, was released by the International Monetary Fund, World Bank and World Trade Organization. President Donald Trump on Saturday said that India wants to have a trade deal with the US because it does not want him to impose tariffs on their products. Trump often accuses India of imposing 100% tariffs on American products. We have a country, take India. Good relationship. They want to make a deal now because they don't want me to do what I'm going to do, what I have to. So they call us. They didn't want to make a deal with anybody else, he said. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news.